This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A controversy over a traffic jam is turning into a full-blown political scandal for New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Emails and text messages released yesterday seem to show that one of his top aides initiated the closing of two key lanes onto the heavily trafficked George Washington Bridge into New York City. Also, that other aides were in the loop on the plan. Those closures caused traffic mayhem for 4 days in September, with cars, buses, and ambulances snarled for hours. The emails add fuel to allegations that the lane closures were retribution, politically motivated. Matt Katz covers Governor Christie for WNYC, and he joins us now. And Matt, give us the backstory. First of all, why would Christie or his deputies be involved in closing highway lanes onto a freeway in the first place?
Right. Well, Christie appointees are in charge of this agency that runs the George Washington Bridge, which is the busiest bridge in the world. And they said they ordered the lanes as part of this traffic study, but once other appointees from the agency started to come forward, it was clear that not only didn't anybody else know about this traffic study, including local officials, local police, the media, but no traffic study seems to even have existed. And that's when Democrats got suspicious, thinking the local mayor of the town of Fort Lee, where the bridge sits, may have been punished with the traffic jam because he refused to endorse Christie's reelection.
And we learned yesterday a lot from these emails. They're very intriguing. Give us an example of just one or two.
Sure. You see Christie's campaign manager calling the mayor an idiot. You see a top Christie aide saying, let's get that traffic jam started in Fort Lee. You see them saying, oh, it doesn't matter about the traffic, that there are folks stuck in traffic jam. They're just children of Democratic voters. I'm really dismissing the fact that people were in 4 hours of traffic.
4 hours, like a day, sitting there on each of those days just to get onto the George Washington Bridge. Yeah. So questions about who closed the lanes and why that might have happened have dogged Christie for several months now. And over that time, he's responded in different ways to these allegations, right?
Right. In the beginning, when I first asked him about this more than a month ago, he laughed it off and gave a sarcastic answer at a press conference.
I worked the cones, actually, Matt. Unbeknownst to everybody, I was actually the guy out there. I was in overalls and a hat.
And then a couple weeks later, when the controversy continued to swirl and a second Christie appointee was forced to resign, he was more contrite.
Mistakes are made, and when mistakes are made, people have to be held accountable for them.
Then yesterday, he canceled a public appearance. He was held up in private, and at the end of the day, he released a statement that basically blamed staffer or staffers who lied to him. He said, I am outraged and deeply saddened by this. It was completely inappropriate and unsanctioned conduct, and he had said he knew nothing about it. Now, remember, he had told us that all of his senior staff and campaign staff had nothing to do with this and had told him they had nothing to do with this. So yesterday's emails really flew in the face of that.
Well, just we just should also remind listeners here that Chris Christie himself is not implicated directly at all in any of these emails. None of them seem to go to him or come from him. But he is a national political figure. He's widely thought to be seeking the 2016 Republican nomination for president. This is the sort of scandal, do you think, that could sort of stick to him?
Potentially. Christie has always framed himself as a straight shooter who roots out corruption. And now there's question about both of these claims. Political opponents could post a TV ad with pictures of him yelling at teachers and videos of him yelling at reporters, which is images we already have. And you couple it with this story of him allegedly seeking revenge on political enemies. And it makes him seem, it gives a caricature of this sort of New Jersey Tony Soprano type who operates in the political gutter. And that could be a problem if he runs for the presidency in 2016.
Matt Katz covers Governor Christie for member station WNYC. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.